In Israel, the protracted standoff at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem seems, at long last, about to end. After 38 days of impasse and weeks of on-again, off-again negotiations, there was a flurry of activity there tonight that indicated all parties have finally agreed on a settlement. NPR's Anne Garrels has been following the negotiations, and she joins us from Jerusalem. Anne, what are you hearing about the agreement that's been reached?
Well, as you know, this has been on again, off again, and there have always been problems at the last minute, so we'll see when we see. But an Israeli negotiator tells me he's just been called back to Bethlehem, that the 100 or so in the church will start moving out at 8 a.m. Israeli time tomorrow. They have the negotiators have finally found places for the 13 Palestinian gunmen Israel insists be sent out of the West Bank, Gaza, Israel, everywhere. Apparently, Spain, Italy, Greece, possibly Luxembourg, perhaps Canada, have said they'll take some of them. They're going to be moved to Cyprus on a British airplane and from there to the next countries.
As you mentioned, this has been on again and off again. It was thought there was a solution this morning, then it didn't happen. I mean, how much can you tell if this one is for real?
Well, absolutely, because things keep coming up at the last second. This morning, the buses were readied. An Israeli negotiator said they were 12 minutes from moving the first group out of the church when the 13, this is the key group who Israelis say have killed Israeli citizens who were to be deported. They said that group of 13 demanded that there be European Union monitors sent into the church to guarantee their security until countries could be found to take them. The Americans and the Israelis said, no way, we're not going to have any more parties involved in this inside the church. And so everybody backed off. But now this deal will be that everybody leaves. They found a home for the 13. The 85 who the Israelis aren't really that interested in will go to an Israeli army base, be processed, and then probably freed. The international protesters will be deported and sent home. And another group of 26 lesser gunmen, as the Israelis put it, will be sent to Gaza.
There have been, or it seems there have been, so many constant miscues, misunderstandings in these negotiations. Can you tell us why?
Well, it's quite astonishing, really. It does seem that the negotiators thought the Vatican could deliver Italy, which was a mistake. The negotiators did not consult with the right Italian officials, so that was initially the country that 13 would be sent to. The Italians balked and said no. Also, it's never been quite clear, and I'm not sure it still is clear, under what conditions these Palestinian gunmen will live in these foreign countries. There have been a lot of linguistic games played in these negotiations. The Vatican, for instance, portrays this as hospitality by foreign countries, not asylum. Arafat is insisting that this is not exile, but study abroad. Now, the families of those to be deported are not confused by these linguistic games. They're furious. They say that Arafat and Arab leaders have betrayed those inside by sending them away from their homeland.
And briefly, Anne, when this is over in Bethlehem, a celebration or a long sigh of relief?
I think for the 100,000 in Bethlehem who've also essentially been hostages, they've been under 24-hour curfew with very few breaks to go shopping, commercial activities at a standstill, schools are closed. They will celebrate.
Thanks, Anne. NPR's Anne Garrels in Jerusalem.